doctors across the country suffer heavily from professional burnout. The problem is so widespread that it may even cause a physician shortage as doctors leave medicine due to fatigue. A new Harvard study out this morning draws attention to what it calls a public health crisis. It also outlines ways to help doctors and other healthcare providers cope with burnout. Dr. Ashish Jha joins us in the studio this morning. He's Dean for Global Strategy at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health and is author of this new study. Doctor, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me, Bob.
Also joining us, Dr. Elizabeth Poorman. She's a graduate of the Cambridge Health Alliance and is a primary care physician in Everett. Doctor, thanks for joining us as well.
Thank you.
Dr. Jha, first question to you. What prompted Harvard and the Massachusetts Medical Society and others to look into this topic?
We thought this was an important moment as the new data keep rolling in that the problems of physician burnout are getting worse year after year, to pull together the evidence, pull together the data, pull together experts, and really try to lay out a path for how we're going to tackle this. Because this is not just an issue for physicians. It's really an issue for the public, for people who care about healthcare in America.
As I understand it, what you found is physician burnout increasing from year to year compared to a couple of years ago. How much so?
We see every year increases of 3, 4, 5 percentage points. Some surveys now suggest 50 to 70% of physicians experience symptoms of burnout. Those are very high numbers. At some point, you can't go much higher. You're going to hit 100. We feel like we're already at a crisis, and we've got to really start addressing this.
So define burnout for us. What is burnout?
So there's no one single definition that everybody agrees on, but there are key concepts within it. A sense of emotional exhaustion, a sense of depersonalization, sort of disconnected from their work, and then a sense of lack of efficacy. You know, you go to work, you work 10, 12, 14-hour days, and at the end of it, you don't feel like you really accomplished much.
Dr. Poorman, as I understand it, you actually take issue with calling physicians burned out. You want to explain that?
I feel that it recasts a systemic problem as an individual one. And then as a clinician, I often hear my clinician patients using the term burnout as a sort of euphemism for their very serious mental health disorders. And we have to often help them recognize that, in fact, what they're facing is a real mental health disorder that requires treatment and not just a normal reaction.
That's why calling for individual solutions are people who've said, well, you know, physicians should do more yoga or go into wellness programs. Those aren't solutions. Those are Band-Aids.
Dr. Jha, how much concern is there that doctors won't admit that they're struggling because they fear losing business, they fear the stigma?
Every 2 years for the hospital, I have to renew my credentials. I have to answer a whole series of questions. The way those questions are often asked, they really make it very difficult for people to come forward with any of these kinds of issues. And so we think that it's really important to separate out somebody who's so dysfunctional and incapable of taking care of patients that they're a danger to patients, and having a mechanism where people can just come forward and talk about these feelings and issues and symptoms and get them addressed. Right now, we conflate these things, and I think it's made the problem much worse.
Starting in medical school, then continuing through residency and throughout our lives, we are discouraged from seeking mental health care. I think it's important for clinicians to know that 50% of physicians will experience depression in their first year of residency alone, and probably it's closer to 100% through our lifetime and careers. I think especially the electronic medical records have sapped up so much time and energy and so much unpaid work outside of the office.
Have either of you felt this way in your careers?
I've spoken openly about experiencing serious clinical depression in my intern year, which, you know, I'm actually in retrospect very grateful for, because it helped me learn how to create boundaries in a culture that I think often discourages us from having them.
I feel almost on a daily basis that the system thwarts me from doing what's optimal. I've had patients with advanced lung cancer who are clearly in the last days of their life who say, I just want to spend this weekend at home with my family, and I can't get them home because I can't set up the home services because the VA policy is that we won't pay for those home services on a weekend. You get home and you say, am I doing good here? Am I actually doing what the patient needs? And you work really hard. It is distressing. It is at times incredibly demoralizing. I think all of us feel those kinds of dysfunctions.
The Health and Human Services Department predicts a physician shortage by the year 2025. The study suggests that these issues, if we don't want to call it burnout, may contribute heavily to that, Doctor.
As this kind of pressure continues to mount on physicians, And more physicians are going to either cut back their hours or just going to decide they want to do something else and just retire or move on to administrative roles or others. If there are not enough doctors to take care of people, that is going to become the big barrier. We all think that the burnout crisis really is going to be an important contributor to that, and we've got to get our arms around it.
Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of Global Strategy at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health and the author of this study, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Elizabeth Poorman, primary care physician in Everett, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.